My name is Riley. I am 11 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Giselle Zenath Rodriguez. Giselle Zenath taught me that you should always be courageous and cordial. One time she saw people on a bus in Mexico and knew that they would get off the bus and start walking to America and cross a very hot desert with only 1 gallon of water and no food. And she thought, my God, these people are going to die. Giselle Zenath had a great life in Mexico. She was born in Mexicana, Baja California, in northern Mexico. Giselle Zenath had a really pleasant childhood. Most of her family members were musicians, so she made a lot of music when she was young. However, things started to get rough in Mexico, and she saw that her country was crumbling. Canadian-American corporations came, and Mexicans lost their businesses. Her parents decided that the family should move to America. Although Giselle Zenath feels that migration is natural because birds migrate, she realized people sometimes struggle to adjust to changes. In 1989, she migrated to California, where her parents would be workers on a farm. She was a child at the time. At first, she refused to learn English, but then she realized that she wasn't moving anywhere else for a while. Her transition was difficult because she didn't want to come to America. Her parents worked long hours in the field as laborers, and because of that, she had to take care of her brother. Giselle Zenath learned to adapt because she needed to. She said that emigration is tough. Some people have to walk deserts to emigrate. She is currently an opera singer and is working to cross indigenous music with jazz and hip-hop. Giselle Zenath taught me to remember to be courageous and cordial. Thank you for sharing your story, Giselle Zenath. I hope that future fifth graders have the same positive experiences as I did in interviewing an immigrant.